Smith thought Robert grew emotionally in stature and confidence during their time together on the Los Pinos ranch. He knew Catherine Page could take a great deal of credit for this. Her friendship was extremely important to Robert. The fact that Catherine and her aristocratic Hidalgo friends could accept this insecure New York Jewish boy in their midst was somehow a watershed event in Robert's inner life. To be sure, he knew he was accepted inside the forgiving womb of the ethical culture community in New York. But here was approbation from people he liked outside his own world. For the first time in his life, Smith thought, Robert found himself loved, admired, sought after. It was a feeling Robert cherished, and in the years ahead he would learn to cultivate the social skills required to call up such admiration on demand. One day he, Catherine, and a few others from Los Pinos took pack horses out, and, starting from the village of Frijoles, west of the Rio Grande, they rode south and ascended the Pajarito, Little Bird, plateau, which rises to a height of over 10,000 feet. They rode through the Valle Grande, a canyon inside the Jemez Caldera, a bowl-shaped volcanic crater 12 miles wide. Turning northeast, they then rode 4 miles and came upon another canyon which took its Spanish name from the cottonwood trees that bordered a stream trickling through the valley, Los Alamos. At the time, the only human habitation for many miles consisted of a Spartan boys' school, the Los Alamos Ranch School. Los Alamos, the physicist Emilio Segre would later write when he saw it, was beautiful and savage country. Patches of grazing meadows broke up dense pine and juniper forests. The ranch school stood atop a 2-mile-long mesa bounded on the north and south by steep canyons. When Robert first visited the school in 1922, there were only some 25 boys enrolled, most of them the sons of newly affluent Detroit automobile manufacturers. They wore shorts throughout the year and slept on unheated sleeping porches. Each boy was responsible for tending a horse, and pack trips into the nearby Jemez Mountains were frequent. Robert admired the setting, so obviously a contrast to his ethical culture environment, and in years to come would repeatedly find his way back to this desolate mesa. Robert came away from that summer love-struck with the stark desert mountain beauty of New Mexico. When, some months later, he heard that Smith was planning another trip to Hopi Country, Robert wrote him, "Of course I am insanely jealous. I see you riding down from the mountains to the desert at that hour when thunderstorms and sunsets caparison the sky. I see you in the Pecos, spending the moonlight on Grass Mountain."